right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are talking about, let's see, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah, that's right, memory. How is your memory coming along as you age? Are you taking some steps to keep that memory vibrant, healthy, good, and alive? All right, here's our next question. This is a true false. True false. Blood pressure and memory loss are related. True false. Blood pressure and memory loss are related. Okay. As it turns out, high blood pressure can affect blood vessels that supply your brain and lead to memory loss. High blood pressure can affect blood vessels that supply your brain and lead to memory loss. The reverse also may be true. Studies show aerobic exercise, which can lower blood pressure, can improve your memory. So, the answer to this question is, there you go, true. High blood pressure and memory loss, I'm sorry, blood pressure and memory loss are related. Next question. You're doing well now, huh? You're beginning to really pick up on this. Things are really beginning to take off for you, right? You're getting into the groove, the memory groove. So here's our next question. What's something, and this is multiple choice, what's something older people can do to help their memory? Something that older people can do to help their memory. We have four options for you. They can work crossword puzzles, engage in meditation, engage in physical activity, or engage in all of the above. Again, what is something older people can do to help their memory? Engage in working crossword puzzles, engage in meditation, engage in physical activity, or engage in all of the above. The correct answer is do a word puzzle. Take a brisk walk. Brain teasers and physical activity can both help maintain mental function and preserve memory. Meditation can benefit seniors with memory problems. Get this, in just 8 weeks. Meditation. You're still, in other words, you're not exercising. You're not out walking. You're jogging. You did that earlier. Or you will do it later in the day or the evening. But now you're just quietly meditating. Isn't it interesting that meditating can help with memory problems? And again, in just 8 weeks, not 8 months, 8 weeks. That's awesome. So, of course, the answer to that question would be all of the above. What's something older people can do to help their memory? All of the above. All right, here's another true-false question. Or statement. When an older person forgets where he parked the car, it may be caused by a lack of attention rather than a lapse in memory. Here we go again now. Follow this closely. When an older person forgets where he parked the car, it may be caused by a lack of attention rather than a lapse in memory. What do you think about that one? He just really wasn't focusing when he parked the car. He parked it and was thinking about the next thing. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got my list with me. I'm going to go ahead and buy such and such and such. And he wasn't paying attention to anything about where he parked the car. He didn't take a look at what aisle it was in. He didn't look to see if there were any flags or something that would serve as a marker for where he parked it. He just wasn't paying attention. Or is it that, oh, man, my memory is just really messing with me. Well, here's the thing. As you get older, it's hard to keep your mind on more than one thing at a time. So if you're talking to someone while parking the car, you may not recall where you left it. Stay focused on what you're doing, and it will be easier to find that memory later. You find that memory, you find the car. So, when an older person forgets where he parked the car, it may be caused by a lack of attention rather than a lapse in memory. The answer is true. All right. Next one. This is another true false statement. Tell me, is it true or is it false? Memory problems are one of the first signs of Alzheimer's disease. Now, let's follow this statement closely, because sometimes we miss some key words, and missing those key words sometimes causes us to get tripped up. So here we go. Memory problems. All right, so we are talking, we're clear on that. We're talking about memory problems. Memory problems are one of the first signs of Alzheimer's disease. Now, this is critical. Notice that I emphasized the phrase one of. So in other words, they're not saying memory problems are the first sign. Nope. Memory problems are one of the first signs of Alzheimer's disease. Is that true or is that false? Well, ladies and gentlemen, as it turns out, memory problems are the hallmark of Alzheimer's. In fact, even before people have full-blown Alzheimer's, they often suffer from a condition called mild cognitive impairment, MCI. Mild cognitive impairment, which includes some memory loss. Not all people with mild cognitive impairment go on to develop the disease, though. So, when it comes to this statement, memory problems are one of the first signs of Alzheimer's disease. The answer is true. It is one of the first signs of Alzheimer's disease. Okay, here we go. A multiple choice. You could have a serious memory problem if you forget where you put your keys, forget certain words or names, get lost in places you know well, take longer to learn new things. Okay, now, again, let's focus on each word in the statement so that we can improve the chances of answering this one correctly. You could have a serious memory problem. They're not just asking, hey, do you sometimes forget? No, the statement is you could have a serious memory problem if you forget where you put your keys, forget certain words or names, get lost in places you know well, take longer to learn things. All right. Not being able to recall where you put your keys, having trouble calling up a certain word or name, taking longer to learn new things are signs of mild forgetfulness, which is common. But getting lost in places you know well can signal a more serious problem like Alzheimer's disease, depression, or a blood clot. All right. So, you could have a serious memory problem if you get lost in places you know well, whether that's a building or a neighborhood, a city, places you've traveled through many, many times for years, and suddenly you find yourself getting lost. That could be a sign that something serious is going on. Other signs of a serious memory problem include asking the same questions repeatedly, not being able to follow directions, becoming confused about time, confused about people, confused about places, and forgetting to take proper care of yourself. These can all be signs of a serious memory problem. Now, here's another one for you. Tell me what you think about this one. This is going to be, I think, our last one, too. And let's knock this one out of the park together. We're going to swing the bat at the same time. They're pitching that ball to us. We're all going to swing. They're pitching yours to you, pitching mine to me. All of us having that ball pitched to us. Let's knock it out the park. So here we go. You're more likely to get dementia if your spouse has it. true or false, you're more likely to get dementia if your spouse has it. Now, I know we're probably thinking, I think that's more of a bloodline thing. Yeah, I think that's something that has to do more with inheritance than it does being married to someone. Well, listen to this. Older men living with wives who have dementia are about 10 times more likely to get it too. Older men living with wives who have dementia are about 10 times more likely to get it too. For women, the chances go up 4 times. Even so, most people don't get dementia when their spouse does. The stress of caregiving, which has been linked to depression and poorer overall health, may be a factor. So they're saying essentially, though, I know this is a little confusing, but they're saying most people don't get dementia when their spouse does get it. They're saying that the answer to you're more likely to get dementia if your spouse has it is true. Most people don't get it, but if your spouse, when their spouse does, but so I'm having a little bit of trouble with that one. It almost sounds like they're saying it's true and it's false. So anyway, how did we do with that? I tell you what, you might want to take that quiz again at some point, see how we do. Wasn't too disappointed myself, you know. Not too bad. All right, when we come back, we're going to be doing some more fun things, so I want you to be ready for that. The program is Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Glad you're with me. Stay with me. I'll be back in just a few.